Comunícate con nosotros a través de nuestro WhatsApp 302-521-2342. Aquí comienza un programa de Encuentro Radio. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Open Space Conversations. This radio program is brought to you by Global Mission Fellows,
a community dedicated to amplifying the voices and stories of diverse communities around the world.
We will be diving into important social justice issues of our time, exploring the ways that they intersect with beliefs, science, technology, and the environment.
Aiming to open spaces to have conversations about critical issues that are shaping our world today and working toward solutions to create a more equitable and just world for all.
From climate change, education, gender justice, health, and food security, in this space, you're welcome. In this conversation, your voice is heard.
Tune in to our special episodes, Wednesdays, at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and through podcast version of CIPOC and Encuentro Radio.
Hi everyone, hello, buenos dias, buenas tardes, buenas noches, greetings to all. I am your host, Paula from the Philippines, who currently serving here in Southeast Asia. We're back after our long, long break, but here we are tuning live and now tuning in to Open Space Conversations. Today, I am here with my friends from all over the world who are also a Global Mission Fellow like me. With me at this very moment are five of my good friends. And now I am inviting one of them, or all of them, to tell us a little something about themselves. So, go, you can start introducing yourself now.
Hello, everyone. Thank you once again for tuning in. I'm so happy to connect with the current GMF. My name is Dowell Kaloa. I'm a GMF alumni who served in Zambia, and I'm from Congo, and I'm so glad and excited to share this moment with you. Thank you.
Okay, next, Divine, if you can introduce yourself. Okay, so sorry we're having technical issues with Divine, but Josias, are you here with us today?
Yes, I'm there. Hello, everyone.
Yes.
Okay. Shalom. My name is Josias Anyero from Ivory Coast. I'm Record 2023-2025, and I'm serving in Zambia, precisely in Open Faith Community School. I'm very glad to be here and so to participate to this discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Josias. Divine, are you there, or are you good now? Okay, yeah, so Divine's still having a hard time, and also we have a few more friends who will join our conversation. So we will have Vinh from us from Vietnam, also a batch from 2022 to 2024, and also Tanaka from batch 2023 to 2025. So yeah, we will be with them in a bit. So again, thank you for having and joining us for today for our radio episode, and welcome to Open Space Conversations. So today, as we go back for our radio show, today we will talk about gender inequality. This is part four of our series because in the past episodes that we had, we already talk about general, I mean, we talk about in general in the context of sports and in the context of workplace about gender inequality. Now we will talk about gender inequality in the context of politics. We would like to emphasize raising awareness on how we can help in advocating against this issue. But before that, I will have a quick disclaimer. The views and opinions of the host and guest do not reflect the views and opinions of any organization, especially the Global Ministries or Global Mission Fellows. Also, not all of us are professionals on this topic, but for this episode, we will share based on our research, personal experiences, and our knowledge about it. This topic is very complex and might trigger some people. So please also be aware that if you're uncomfortable or having a hard time listening, feel free to disconnect. On the other hand, we would also like to hear from you. So share your stories, comments, questions, or whatever you want to say to the group. You can participate by sending a message or asking questions directly to the panelists or by leaving a comment on our Facebook Live, which can be found by searching Open Space Conversation GMF 2022 to 2024. Again, that is Open Space Conversation GMF 2022 to 2024. Or you can also privately message me as well. Just a reminder that this is a space for everyone to feel heard and included. So be mindful of your words. So to start our conversation about this intriguing topic, we want to know how our panelists view gender inequality. What's the first thing came into your mind when you heard the word gender inequality? We may have different views about this, so let's hear from our panelists their views about gender inequality. So, Josias, can you share what's your view about gender inequality?
Okay, so I can say that gender equality refers to social, economic, and political disparities between men and women. You catch me? This can manifest itself in different forms, such as unequal access to education, professional opportunity, health care, as well as in the areas of legal rights and family responsibility. Yes. In Africa, so maybe we can observe forced marriage where certain members of a family force other to marry partner or who they themselves did not choose. Yes. And after the situation. Where the strongest man often inflicts physical violence on his wife. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Josias, for that. We've heard a few view about in your place. So others, what's your view about gender inequality? Wing, can you hear us? Okay, Divine.
Yes. In my opinion, gender inequality is the discrimination and... Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Wing.
Yes,
can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay, it's good. For me, I think gender inequality is the discrimination and favoritism based on gender. Discrimination often occurs against females where they are not usually respected and acknowledged fairly for their talents, efforts, and contributions to the family, organization, and society. Meanwhile, males often take on leadership roles or injustice with important responsibilities in the family, organization, and society. Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, one more from others. What's your view about gender inequality? Divine, do you want to add? Okay. So, Divine really wants to share his thoughts, but we're having technical difficulties. So, okay, so now we can move forward. Thank you, Josias and Wing, for sharing your thoughts about gender inequality. So, as we got along our topic, next is how can you see or what's your view about politics in general? Is this something we need to be aware of or something everyone needs to know? So, Doel, can you share your thoughts about this?
Thank you so much, everyone, for sharing your point of view. So I think, according to me, politics are just all activities which are associated with governance of a country or an area. And politics can also mean like a group of people who are entitled of power. By power, I mean people who are entitled of making decisions. It's like they are leaders and possess this power which they are in position where they can make decisions for others. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Doel, for that. Yeah, just for the power. So, Tanaka, can you share also your view about politics? I hope you're hearing us.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much. So ideally, politics by definition, according to Harold Lasso, is who gets what, when, and how. And if you see the spectrum of politics, you need to say that politics now is ubiquitous, meaning to say politics is found everywhere. In family, you found politics. In church, you find politics. In school, you find politics. So you can't do without politics because a human being is a political animal by nature. And so that tells you that everyone, at some point, they always think on how they are able to do things in their own advantage. And they say that in politics, there are no permanent friends, but there are permanent interests. So now it informs that each and every one of us need to have an understanding that despite they say that, no, I don't do politics, a human being is a political animal by nature. And whatever you do, you want to do everything to your own advantage, meaning to say you're practicing politics. And the other thing is that Plato, the greatest philosopher to live here on earth, speaks that one of the disadvantages of not participating in politics that we end up being governed by our inferiors. Meaning to say that if you know that you have the capacity, especially at a lower level, even at a higher level, maybe in your community, you might start being a counselor. That's how things start. So most of the times we are afraid, we are shy, and we always say that, no, our politics is for those people. And when someone now is elected into power, and you see that, but if only I was in this position, I could have performed better. That's when you start to regret. So let's take up these positions. Let's engage because a human being is a political animal by nature. And all of us, at some point, were involved in politics. And politics is a way of life. And you can't do without politics. So even if you say, I know I'm a medical doctor, I did pharmacy, you are a political animal. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanaka, for that. I really like that saying that you said politics is not just for government, but you're also experiencing it in your personal, in your family, in your workplace, that maybe other people don't realize that politics is everywhere, okay, not just in the government level. So, yeah, Divine, are you here? Can you hear us? And I hope we can hear your view about this as well. Okay, we really love to hear Divine so much for this because this is very good topic. But yeah, so thank you, Wing and Tanaka, for your view about politics. So with this, we just want to move to our really topic about gender inequality in politics. So with this, do you believe or can you see if there's really gender inequality in the context of politics? You can cite examples or you can share your personal experiences or from any system you're familiar with that you see it. So we can understand and hear each view about this of your perspective. So if anyone wants to share first, I'm giving the floor. Yeah.
Can I jump on?
Yes, okay. Go, Tanaka.
Thank you so much. So you will see that gender inequality is something which has been there, but people have not been speaking much about it until the early 2000s. And you will see that gender inequality is something which we see, but sometimes we might not understand that this is gender inequality. And as things go by, you will see that the inequality now comes on how people might do what we call the stereotypes. It can come in form of underrepresentation. It can come in form of glass ceiling. And now, for example, in Zimbabwe, you know, because of gender inequality, people had to say, no, how best can you address the gender inequality in politics? So firstly, when the constitution was amended to be an act, the new constitution which we are using in Zimbabwe in 2013, they introduced the women quota. And the women quota was like there are 60 seats for women in parliament. These are done through proportional representation, while the other 210 seats within the House of Assembly, they are elected. But despite bringing that into play to say we want to cover or we want to reduce gender inequality in politics, you will see that what these women were doing in House of Assembly was not enough. Why? Because they were put there through proportional representation and they were not elected. And their voice was limited. So you see that sometimes we bring up some mechanism to say if we do this, it might help us to reduce gender inequality. But sometimes it also weakens the voice of the special groups like women, like youth. And recently, within last year, we did elections in Zimbabwe. And for the first time, they introduced the youth quota where they were saying 10 seats for the youth. But if you see in the context of Africa, over 60% of our population, they are young people who are between the age of 15 and 35. But now if you are in a country where even 60% they're young people, then you give them 10 seats. Are you sure that this is going to address gender inequality? And if you want to address misrepresentation, are you sure that this is the best thing to do? So you see that gender equality needs us to step up. And that's what I said earlier, that we have the capacity. Young people have gone to school, they've acquired degrees, but sometimes we are afraid. And I also feel that we need organizations which are able to empower young people, to empower women, to empower the people living with disabilities, the special groups, so that they are there where politics is happening, where people are discussing issues which affect us. Recently, I saw a joke where people were saying that the disadvantage which we find ourselves in is that people who sit in the boardrooms where they decide things of the future, they are deciding things of the future, but they won't be there. And for us, we are just watching them, and yet they are deciding our future. So we need to step up so that we close this gap of gender inequality, and we make sure that we don't see the misrepresentation, and we see that whatever we do, we support one another, because that's the only way to address gender inequality. I submit to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanaka, for that. Can we hear from women in our room right now to hear? So, Doel Wing. Okay, Doel. Can go.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much. And I would like just to support the point of view of Tanaka and just to add up a bit. I think what he has said is something we are really facing, and that is like around the world, because the very big issue in politics today is the gender gap. if you try to see in politics, like, there's a big gap even in decision, whether it's in parliament, whether it's in the government, or any other decision making groups, women numbers and men numbers are not balanced. So for us, like, really to succeed in whatever we are doing, we need to have that equality where we have a certain number of women who can stand and create something for other women. And that should be equal to men, so that we have equal privilege and all that. But there is not really that. So I support Tanaka's point of view that there is a very big gap in politics where the women percentage and men percentage is not balanced. Thank you.
Thank you, Duel. Okay, Divine, I hope you're here now. Okay, so I just want to add with Tanaka and Duel's. Yeah, I mean, as how Duel said, maybe around the world we can experience it that mostly the gender is mostly on men in terms of the power. Maybe long before, we haven't, like, realized it that we give too much power to the men during the past, like even in my home country in the Philippines. Usually we have a leader who is man, who is like have the authority, and the women are the only one who take care of the family, to cook meals and such, and not giving the power to or have the right to have this kind of authority. So yeah, if someone wants to add more.
Yes.
Go, Josiah.
Yes. I want to add something. I want to say that, so if for a long time women have not been interested in politics, for those who were interested, they were often discouraged by their community. For example, in my community, when a woman wants to do politics, so according to some people, no, politics is not a job, a woman job. Woman job is in housewife, yes, in the house to educate the children. The politics is for the men, because the men are very strong to have a lot of impact of the politics, because in the politics there are sometimes a lot of inconvenience. And for that, in my culture, people prefer only the men to do politics. But now, so there are a lot of amelioration around on the world. Now, in our society, you can see a president woman. Yes, it's possible now. And so, I think that the mentality start to change about these issues. And so I think that in the next years, lots of and many women can be have a big responsibility in the politics. Thank you.
Thank you, Josiah. So, also want to add, I mean, because all of you almost focus on the female. Maybe for some male, I don't know if male experiencing the pressure of the power, like, I don't know, or mostly those men really abuse the power that they have. But maybe we cannot, maybe we oversee that maybe men also having this kind of pressure of the authority that they have, they don't know how to use it. So, well, yeah, some thoughts that we can think about the gender inequality in politics. But yeah, so thank you so much for your thoughts about this one. So, yeah, so now as we're getting deeper into our topic and understanding about inequality, let's have a short break first. Let's take a deep breath and listen to some song. And when we come back, we will discuss more about this topic, and we will be hearing more of your thoughts and experiences about it. Again, as a reminder, we are live on Facebook. Simply search Open Space Conversation GMF 2022 to 2024. And you are very welcome to leave comments, thoughts, experiences in our comment section. We will be reading those when we come back. So, hasta pronto.
Papeles para trabajar.
Señor presidente, pregunto por qué matan al moreno con piel de café.
Si fuera presidente, honestamente, si fuera presidente,
as I face the congregation, first thing I do is free education, and every third period, yo, we practice meditation. Like a brown Robin Hood, I take from the rich and I give to the poor, so my little sister ain't gotta be hungry no more. And my first lady will be my mom, cause she'd smack me at the first thought of drone strikes and dropping bombs. And if I was president, I'd free all my poor black and brown kids that got caught up in three strikes. And when they get out, they get three bites, so they can ride to the future, back to the past. Go to the store, get some chips with no GMO. Cause my folks, we got a right to know. And if you don't know, now you know. Me gusta la lima, me gusta el limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción.
At the opening, give thanks and prayers to Creator and all living beings. First thing, I sit you down with your abuelita, rewrite history so our kids can see where we came from and the new destiny. From Flint to Cali, water flowing pure and free. And my Department of Peace would melt guns in the pie cracks. Budget cuts to corporate kickbacks if I was president. Well, that'd still be drama. Takes a village, singular generational trauma. So shake your spine, put your hands up high. We got a different kind of party in the White House tonight. If I was president,
we're back. So thank you all for tuning in. I just wanted to specially thank and have this shout out to Michelle tuning in from Bogota, Tapia from Sierra Leone, Prisa from Brazil, Eliza from Barbados, Mary Grace from Ecuador, and Hosea from Liberia. So thank you again for watching us and supporting us. I hope and we hope that this discussion is inspiring to you all. We will now continue our discussion about gender inequality in the context of politics. Earlier, our panelists shared each of their views about gender inequality and politics and whether they really see that it exists in our present times. Now, here's another question for our panelists. How would gender inequality in politics affect you in a personal manner, in your personal life, family life, or everything in between? So you can share your thoughts now. Okay, Wing, can you share your views about this? Yes, thank you.
For me, as a woman myself, I keenly feel a certain reality. If the leaders of the country are exclusively men, who will represent the perspectives of women and who will advocate for our rights? We cannot rely on male leaders to understand and fight for us. Of course, it does happen, but it is very rare. Some countries underestimate the roles of women while glorifying the role of men. In some cultures, women are not even allowed to become leaders. This has deeply ingrained in the subconscious of many people, and they inherently see gender inequality as normal and not needing to change. Even women living in these cultures are often educated to obey men, leading to little resistance from them. Over time, this creates a sense of fear and resignation, causing women to refrain from speaking up. Yeah, this is my talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Win, for that. Yeah, so it's like not people, or I mean, men can really not understand women's perspective unless they are women. So, yeah, we get that kind of point. And, yeah, can we hear from the men in our room for this? Okay, Tanaka, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Let me jump on. Can you hear me? Okay, perfect. So personally, I would say to an individual, you would find that firstly, the issue of political participation itself is something which you see hunting you through gender inequality, because as an individual, psychologically, it can also jump onto your mind and you would think like, but these things, how are they? And then it gets to the part two where even if you are feeling you want to pursue politics and maybe to do something within a community or even in school, I know that in colleges and universities with the student representative council where people are nurtured on how they should be doing politics when they graduate. So you can also be affected in terms of how you could politically participate in politics, and even psychologically, it's something which can also affect as an individual. Then you will see that sometimes there's the issue which comes in the sense of safety and health because of these disparities. You see that if something actually occurs, maybe you talk of disasters, even some outbreaks within the society, you will see that a certain gender might be better affected than the other gender because of these inequalities, because of how you find yourselves in a situation. And also you cannot forget about climate change. Where I'm coming from as an individual, you see that now wherever you see disasters like droughts happening, like the Horn of Africa, for the past 5 years we haven't received rainfall, you see that women, and particularly the adolescents, they are affected because sometimes you see that there is no rain, there is no water, and now you need to go and get water maybe 10 kilometers, you come back, And that alone now, you will see how gender inequality and these disparities can affect certain individuals in other contexts, in other communities. And also, I would say the other thing is on limited opportunities, because you get to a place they say, ah, no, because you don't belong to this gender or you don't have this, you can't fit here. So you see that gender inequality is something which will also affect us in a way of how we can even not get some other opportunities. So I think that's what I can say for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanaka. So it's really like a domino effect for everything, just because we have this gender inequality in just one place. Like even in our house, in our family, if there's like inequality through gender, it will also affect, domino effect, maybe to their school, to their workplace, outside in the neighborhood, everywhere. It's like a domino effect. So let's hear one from our panelists for this. Josias, can you share your view for this? You're on mute, Josias. You can, yeah. Unmute, yeah.
Okay, you got me?
Yes.
Okay. So I said that I want to add something. So I think that gender inequalities in politics have a negative impact on world decision. Because I also think that women with all this tenderness that they have could sometime help to make good decision for the future of the state if they were first responsible. Their absence in politics often cause a bad decision. Yes, because when only the men take a decision, sometimes they don't have a inclusive decision for all people. Yes. To conclude, if we must think about the future of the world and take into account the need of world, it is with women and men. If we want to have a good decision for the world, to include all parts of gender. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Josias, for that. Yeah, you have that a worldly view for everything, because when you just look what's in front of you, you can really cannot see what's really happening if you just focus on what's in the front of you. Yeah, thank you for that. And one more can add. Divine, are you there? I hope we can hear you. Okay. So, thank you again for your thoughts about how do you think gender inequality affects in our personal level or manner. So, with this, thank you, panelists, again. So, with this suppressing issue, and as everyone is affected, as individuals, what do you think would be the best course of action to solve such an issue on a personal level or on a societal level? So, Doel, can you start for us?
Thank you so much. I think according to me, what could be on my personal level, I think like if we can work into balancing the privilege, balancing the percentage of women and men in the society, and have an equal representation of women, for example, in parliament and any other making decision groups. So that will really help women to fight from low esteem, to fight some discrimination, because this issue of discrimination, they have a lot of effect on our society and as women, because We feel like we are not really welcome in a society, and that creates low esteem, and that can create anxieties, and that can even lead to depression. So if we try to maximize the percentage of women, if we try to to empower women into decision-making groups, into places where we feel like men should be there and women should also be there. If they cannot be, I know that we cannot all be like in the same room, for example, but we need at least women who can represent other women, because when they represent other women, I'm sure like what they will acquire from that, they will go and share it with other women. Thank you.
Thank you, Duel. Yeah, right. So giving the space for the woman and not thinking like be open-minded to hear the woman's perspective for it, right? So others can like want to share.
Let me come through. I think for me, I would say number one, we need to educate people, because sometimes people do ESA. They don't actually understand or contemplate to see actually what is the gender inequality itself. So once we give people enough education, then we raise awareness. And after raising awareness, then there's the advocates to say we need to do certain reforms. And some reforms might be done legally, you know, based on our laws in our respective countries. And also, once we do that, it is important that we have what we call empowerment. You know, people need to be empowered so that they know what is the importance of what they are doing and why should they do this in an effort to address gender inequality. And also, I feel that the other thing is that we need to engage the media, because, you know, the media is the fourth estate, and the media is the voice of the voiceless. And once we engage media, we know that even on TVs, even on radios, we are able to disseminate the information on how best people can be engaged and also know why we need to address gender inequality. And also, the other thing is that men themselves, they need to be involved in this thing. You know, sometimes I've seen that people say you want to address gender inequality, then they just take women and do a small meeting. No, bring the men so that, you know, it becomes a constructive engagement, so that men also try to understand why women are saying A, B, C, D, E. And then also women can be able to understand why men are doing things this way. Because, you know, for example, sometimes in Africa, people were grown into societies where there is patriarchy, that, you know, women need to just do the house chores, cook for the family, etc. But when it comes to decisions, it's for the men. So when you now involve men in these discussions, in this engagement, then you can be in a position to understand where we are going, why now is it important for also women to take center stage within politics. And also you will see that even if you see the statistics around the world, they say that countries which have been governed by women, they have excelled better in terms of governance, even if you look at corruption and other indices which you use to measure good governance, you see that women have been better. So once you involve men, they can be able to understand, say, no, I think let's address things this way. And also I feel let's talk of these things even at church level. You know, sometimes in our youth sessions at church, after church, engage so that people have a better understanding. Because before people go out into the world to do this work and also to engage in politics, you know, you find them at church. And sometimes it's easy to engage people at church because people have been in the church, they've listened to the word, and now you can say, but guys, how do you think we can do this? How can we go about this? So I think this is very important. And once we do advocacy, we leave no one in no place behind, and we can be able to have a sustainable world where the voice of the minority and also the voice of the small groups is able to be put on the decision table, so that at the end of the day we address the issues which we find ourselves in, so that we live in a better place, in a better world. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanaka. I just want to add short, like, as how we're doing this podcast about gender inequality. It's like also like a first step for people who are listening right now to understand what's really happening in this kind of issue. So we can, someone wants to add more about this?
Yes. Yes, I want to add a short sentence to say that the most important is education, to have many women leaders. Because if we are a few number of women leaders, it is not very good to change the things. If we have a lot of many women leaders, and also we can make a sensibilization for the mind changement. Yes, because in our culture, there are a lot of bad minds about the woman leader. It is very important to change the mind in this situation. Yes, and to end, I can say that women are mothers, and I'm sure that they will be able to have a positive impact on politics if they are in the large number in our societies. Thank you.
Thank you, Josias, for that. I want to hear also again for women in our room wing. Can you hear us? Yeah, so yeah, as we're starting to share our course of actions, usually we're focusing on advocating, giving education to it, to the people around us, to understand and to see what's really happening. And yeah, Wing, we can hear you now.
Yeah.
I'll give the floor to you.
I believe that the issue might
go, Wing, we can hear you.
Okay, for me, I believe the issue lies not in the lack of talent among women, but in the fact that their talents and contributions often go unrecognized, and sometimes they are not even given the opportunity to showcase their abilities. Numerous statistics show that women achieve a significant success in various fields, and at times they even outperform men. To address gender discrimination, there is a need for education, emphasizing and importance of women and their contributions of to family and society. Organizations should provide equal opportunities for both men and women, and assessment should be based on talent rather than gender. Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Wing. So I'll give a few more minutes for our panelists, and then we're going to wrap this up. So Divine, are you here with us? Yeah, so yeah, thank you, everyone. So we hear almost everyone of what actions to take that they want for this gender inequality, for these social issues. So I really had, I see that we had a great discussion about this, but I hate to end it, but our time is coming to an end. But before I make my closing remarks, we will go another song break to let us digest what I just been discussed.
Let me take you down a quality street. You never know the people you meet. At the end of the street is a golden gate. Let in love, it don't let in hate, no. There's a heaven somewhere, everyone is welcome. All my multicultural brethren, where hate is outdated. Today, love's the word, even for people from Luxembourg, or maybe like some other countries that you might ignore. Tonga, never thought of in my life before. But if I met a guy from Tonga, then we'd stop and we'd speak. Influent Tongalese on the quality street, yep, acceptance. See that Kenyan guy with mental eyes? He might be totally normal, you can't generalize. Black people aren't crazy, fat people aren't lazy, and dwarves aren't babies. You can't just pick them up, they got rights. And anyway, don't assume you could, they're not light. I learned the hard way, don't give a damn if you're Russian or you're Spanish. Your comrades, compadres, you could be a half gay woman with a dark face. One leg, no legs, long as you got a heart. Hey, transgender, gay, straight, lesbians, whatever, whoever, hey mate, let's be friends. But just friends, we want you to be where you're properly free. Obviously, it's a quality street, believe. You know the deal there, everything is real fair. Take a ride on my equal opportunity wheelchair, yeah.
Come with me down a quality street. You never know the people you meet. At the end of the street is a golden gate. You let in love, it don't let in hate, no.
And yeah, that's it. So before I end it, we have I'm gonna read some comments in our FB Live about our discussion. And this is from Mary Grace. So she shared, in some countries, people don't have much confidence in women leaders, but at the same time, putting so much pressure to male leaders. Equal opportunity and equal understanding would go a long way. So thank you, Mary Grace, for that. So, yeah, so that's it. This concludes our discussion on gender inequality in the context of politics. Thank you again to our dear panelists who shared their thoughts on this issue. I know this is a very controversial topic, but we're very grateful for everyone sharing and input. This has been an eye-opener to all. Hopefully, our dear listeners have learned something new as well. With this, let us not be afraid of speaking out of our voice just because we feel like it's not important to talk about. Let us be heard. Let's pursue gender equality, not just in the context of politics, but in every day of our lives. Let's break the cycle and stand firm for our rights as individuals in the right and moral way. Let us stress again that we're all created equal. We're all created by the same supreme being, and we all deserve respect. Shout out and thank you to CEPAL Tech Support for making this show possible for us. Although we would love to continue discussing this very interesting topic and this social issue, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But do not fear, our cohort will be back on February 21st. Same time, same platform. I hope you will join us again on the next episode as we will discuss the social issue about refugees and asylum seekers. Again, I'm Paula and this is Open Space Conversations. Blessings, stay safe, and be happy. Until next time, bye.
call back.
Sometimes it feels like a fact of life. You're born, get your period, and you'll get raped sometime. Even young, you learn that some of us have this predatory vice. You'll get followed home at night. With cancellation, it's just you and me. Our thoughts and insecurities.